This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tensions are running high Sunday in southeastern Nigeria as a former separatist region commemorates when more than a million people died in war and famine in the late 1960s. The indigenous people of Biafra, the leading separatist group, is remembering war victims over 2 days with a candlelit march Sunday evening and a strict order for people to remain indoors on Monday for their own safety. Some streets were already totally empty Sunday as residents stayed indoors a day after the killing of 2 Air Force personnel by unidentified gunmen. And local police said 6 gunmen shot dead an influential politician Sunday who was a former advisor to Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan. Violence has flared in southeast Nigeria this year, leaving dead at least 127 police or members of the security services. Thousands marched in Colombia's capital, Bogota, Sunday, waving flags and dressed in white to demand an end to protests and roadblocks, as well as express support for security forces following a month of demonstrations. Talks between the government and national protest leaders are to restart on Sunday after stalling last week. Widespread protests began at the end of April in opposition to a now-withdrawn tax reform, but have since expanded to call for basic income, opportunities for young people, and to end police violence. The national government has so far linked 17 civilian deaths and the deaths of 2 police officers to the protests, while rights groups say security forces have killed dozens of civilians. In Colombia's third largest city, Cali, 13 people were killed during a day of protests on Friday. The UN has called for an investigation. This is VOA.